Today on Thinking Outside the Book, we visit with noted New Orleans musician Ed Volger, who has big, complicated literary tastes. We sat down in his Bayou St. John neighborhood home, filled with keyboards, drums, cassettes, and books, books everywhere. Fairy tales and dream journals in the bedroom, a big dictionary open on a stand next to his desk, mythology books, and bags of thrillers to share with his sister. Storytelling, as Ed sees it, is essential to good songwriting.
A lot of the folk music and blues music tells stories. There's a heavy vein of mythology. When somebody tells a story or sings a song, it's like reading a book, too. You're reading a book, and you're abstracted from here. You're inside the other place. And that's sort of a mythological place, whether it has mythological trappings or not.
There's a hole in the world above our heads, a hole in the world that must be fed.
And dreams are important in both his reading and writing.
When I got off the road with the Radiators in 2011, I started doing a number of trends or strands of archival work. Mm-hmm. One of those strands was rereading a dream journal, which I would go back and study a little bit on a dream journal, but not to the extent I am now. There's one that goes from October 16 to March of 17 that I'm just getting ready to finish up right now.
Some of Ed's songs have their roots in dreams and the dream journals he goes back to again and again.
I renegotiated my contract with the universe.
A lot of people would like to do
and
that.
It was something like 87, and I was trying to be the baddest and, by implication, sorriest party animal on the planet. And that wasn't really working out for me too well, so I made a deal where I was gonna lay off, I think, everything but wine, quit the smoke, and no drugs, nothing. But the dreams would let me remember them.
Ah.
And of course, for the first time in my life, I couldn't remember a dream to save my soul.
No, that's so unfair.
You know, because I renegotiated the deal and they said, let's see if this guy's serious here. That's when I actually started keeping a journal in 88, I think, 87, 88. It's been steady ever since.
But the songs and the stories, they're still swirling around.
A lot of the things that you've come across in books have made it into your music as well.
This is true. Songs and dreams and books, you know, the novels and the study books, they all have a kind of hidden circulation system that connects them all.
Yeah.
And sometimes this is obvious to me, sometimes not so obvious to me.
This is Susan Larson with Ed Volger for Thinking Outside the Book, produced for WWNO by George Ingmeyer and sponsored by the Hellas Foundation. Tune in every Tuesday at 7:44 a.m. during Morning Edition and 5:44 p.m. during All Things Considered for more of our bookish adventures.
It's a little off the trail.